through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Dancing.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville, Friday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford. Get your weekend started right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it started right, punks. Right.
Here.
You punks.
With us.
I'm kidding. You're not punks out there. You're just good people. We appreciate it.
Sawyer Trey Smith just tweeted this. The first time he's heard the new intro.
You know what, Nate?
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
But not everybody wakes up. When we wake up, some people tune in a little later.
I mean, it's on the podcast. If you miss hour one,
maybe they skip the intro.
I know he's a loyal listener. That's why I was
true.
Surprised.
It's true.
I was not knocking him. I was just surprised. I'm glad he likes it.
You kind of knocked
he
him a
said
little
he
bit.
Loves nah, it.
Nah, you picked on him a little bit.
No, I didn't. Nah. I was surprised. He's such a loyal listener. I was surprised that he hadn't heard it yet. That's my only take here.
Nah,
don't put words in my mouth, Houston.
Nah, you insulted him a little bit.
I did not. Mm. David's already saying, give him the Vol hype. He's ready for it. You can give it to him. Let's go.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is before the show even started.
Are we that show now?
We are what the people want, Houston. So if we need to be what the people need, we will be what the people need. I think it's okay to be that show on July 12th. You just can't be that show when Butch Jones doesn't go for two. You know what I mean? There's a big difference.
Yeah, okay.
I think
I know what you mean.
Right now, it's okay to be that show because you have no evidence either way. But once you see the evidence, as long as you evaluate the evidence with clear eyes, I think you're good.
Okay. You know who's not getting enough hype?
Who's that?
Big Baby Grant Williams.
No, I had a moment of pride this morning. I was running a little late.
I wasn't going to say anything. You should have.
My wife has the day off of work.
Oh.
So, schedules, you know, a little,
good her.
Little different. My daughter, of course, already up and wide awake.
She's one of those, huh?
Yeah. I walk downstairs. She's like, Dad, all the kid channels are messed up or something. I'm like, what? She's like, I want to watch some sports. I'm like, sweetie, it's 6-something in the morning.
Man, you had to be proud, right? Like when she said, I want to watch some sports.
That was the first step.
You were probably thinking, And I was, sweetie, really bad time of year to want to watch some sports.
I was like, just, she's like, I mean, she knows there's not like live stuff on at the moment. She's like, what about, she's like, can I go into the ESPN app? Because, you know, we have rules about what apps they can go into on the TV and all that kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, you watch anything you want on ESPN. It's fine. So she clicks in there, and I'm trying to get ready, and I look over, and, you know, she's scrolling through, like, Wimbledon ESPN Plus feeds, and I was like, now, remember anything with ESPN Plus, you know, we're not subscribers. So she's like, yeah, I know. I was like, I guess there actually might be some tennis on live if you want to watch some Wimbledon. And I said, or you scroll down. She's like, what about a replay? I was like, scroll down to the replay section. She gets down there, and, of course, one of the first options.
Yes.
Boston, Memphis, Summer League. I was like, you know, Grant Williams now on the Celtics. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be great. Clicks on it. I was like, you can even fast forward through these commercials. Fast forwards. Boom.
Boom.
There he is. Like,
that's
soon
him.
As she hits play. She's like, oh, there he is, number 40. Yes, sweetheart.
Number 40.
There he is.
Yes, my dear child.
Enjoy as I go off to talk about this exact thing on the radio.
I don't know what I appreciate more last night from Grant Williams. The 21 points, the 4 made 3-pointers, or the fact that he finally got Grayson Allen ejected from a game.
4 made 3-pointers?
He's 4 or 5.
I know.
You said that like it was a question. I was like, Billy, I think you've already looked.
I was getting excited.
I think you've already seen the statistics, Billy. I was a little confused.
I was trying to play along.
I was trying to pretend like you hadn't seen the statistics.
I'm just glad that somebody finally was able to take a shot from Grayson Allen and get his little punk ass. Sorry if the kid's listening. Sorry.
No, they're not listening.
Punk rear.
They're watching Grant. They're probably punk, watching that play right now.
Punk rump.
Did you see Grant just walk around smiling about it? Like,
that's perfect. That's like vintage Grant. Well, he got hit, and then he does turn around and kind of walk towards Grayson Allen, which I would love to see. I would love to see big baby Grant against little real baby Grayson. Oh, I would kill to see it. Oh, he would tear him to shreds.
I wonder what Davey thinks about Grayson Allen.
Davey's lucky he's not on this show this morning. I'll say that much.
It wasn't a cheap shot. It was just he was making a play on the ball, and Grant Williams has a big header.
No, cheap shot, ejection, see ya.
It was definitely a cheap shot because Grant set a back screen against him.
Didn't like the back screen.
Did not like it.
And look at Grayson Allen. It looks just like a baby Coach K.
Oh, where's Zion? Oh, I wasn't a foul. Are you kidding me? A foul?
You were saying that, and it was showing his face
his
on
little,
the video.
His little baby rat face. He has a squinty little eyes. Where's Zion? Well, we just got the ball inside to Zion. Yeah, Grayson. I love Grayson Allen. Great competitor. He's actually my son. Don't tell my wife. Can't stand that little guy.
Wait, he got ejected for 2 flagrant fouls? Well, that was the second of the 2? The video I'm watching here where he hacks Grant, elbows him to the head, basically?
I guess. Are we we're surprised Grayson Allen gets 2 flagrants in a game? The guy's a freaking dirty player.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not saying you. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm saying, like, of course, this is what we're talking about. I'm just glad Grant was, like, he was just, like, smiles through it. It's like the mosquito and the elephant. Grant's just like, dude, get out of here. What are you doing? And Grayson's like,
Grayson
probably hurt his arm hitting Grant's head. And he's like, oh, gosh.
The funniest thing about this to me is that Grayson Allen, you know, as people get in a fight and you realize, oh, yeah, you don't know how to fight, do you? Because they kind of do the half slap, half punch. It's kind of like this.
Yeah.
But the fist is closed.
Closed fist, it's but like, you get knuckles.
Yeah. There's a way to go up and kind of foul somebody hard or kind of go up to block the shot.
He throws it like he's throwing a football, but makes sure that the elbow is what contacts Grant's head.
It's the weirdest thing.
He's a cheap shot artist. This is what he does. He's done this everywhere. Oh, I was going for the ball. Oh, my foot just kind of slipped up. Oh, I didn't mean to trip the guy or kick the guy or punch the guy or elbow the guy. Yes, he does. This is what he does. He's a little punk who gets very frustrated because he's unstable, and then he decides to throw cheap shots. And he's going to do that to the wrong guy someday. I've said this since the first tripping incident at Duke. He's going to do this to the wrong guy. Not Grant, because Grant has a heart of gold. But throw something like that on, like, Draymond or somebody like that. Grayson Allen's going to be picking up little rat teeth.
Those little sharp ones.
Those are two in the front, the rat teeth. I guess they have others in the back of their mouth. I don't know. I've never examined a rat's mouth. They have molars.
Grayson Allen finished with 3 points, 1 of 8.
Bust. Totally overrated, punk, unstable, cheap shot artist, Grayson Allen.
The players that usually take the cheap shots are the ones with the less talent.
Yep. Because they can't stand it.
I want to see this screen that Grant put on him. Do we think that was it? It was like, oh, there's the guy that...
It was very close to being right after it.
At this point in the game, he's probably also realized, like, this guy is killing us. Like, we got to do something with this guy. This guy is murdering our entire team. I will say this. Hang on, very quickly. Let me give everyone Grant's stat line, because this thing is remarkable.
Let's do that.
I mean, this is true. Grant Williams got the start again. Not surprised. 21 minutes, 6 of 10 field goals, 4 of 5 from 3. 4 of 5, that's 80%, Nate.
Yeah.
Didn't I joke last week? I was like, you know, if he can get up to like 80% shooting threes.
Well, because of Jarnell's ability to
shoot
50%, you're like, well, Grant can 60, 70, 80. 80%.
80%.
Good call, Heath.
Yep, nailed it. He did have 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. Am I reading that wrong? 7 personal fouls? What? Do you see that? That is, PF does stand for personal foul, right? I'm not going crazy.
No, you're not going crazy.
7, somehow. Anyway, plus minus, he was plus 25. 21 points in 21 minutes for Big Baby Grimp.
Maybe they're experimenting with the 7th foul.
It's not very
did he foul out?
I don't know. But you know what made me mad?
What?
So I go to this game's like immediate breakdown,
mm-hmm.
and the 30-second kind of like, here's kind of what happened in the game video clip on ESPN. So essentially, when you go to the GameCast recap, the way they describe this game is Taco Fall and Carson Edwards show out and Celtics win.
Yep.
You know who showed out? It was Grant Williams.
So I remember reading this last year, and I can't find the rules for 2019, but last year they allowed players to get 10 personal fouls before they fouled out of the game.
Boy, that's like, talk about a green light. Grant's like 10
no
fouls.
No wonder Grace now attacking everybody.
Grant's like 10 fouls. Oh, this is great. I don't have to worry about fouling out ever again.
Yeah.
7, though. It's like, thank God they get 6 in the NBA. 7 fouls in 21 minutes?
That's a lot of fouling.
But in the tournament games, they go back to the 6 personal fouls.
Oh, okay. Okay, we don't want the tournament to be.
Lock it up, Grant. Yeah. All right, time to tighten those bolts just a little bit. 7 fouls. Golly.
21 points was a game high.
Yeah, but it was Carson Edwards and Taco Fall that had the big nights.
He also was plus 25, which makes it plus 82, I believe, through 4 games.
Jeez.
Just watched him drain a 3 to start the 4th quarter.
Celtics 113, Memphis Grizzlies 87, led by Big Baby Grant.
I mean, they just showed the leading scores at this point in the game. He's leading the team.
I know, but
I said
it earlier this week. Carson Edwards is like the little Mighty Mouse,
mm-hmm.
and then they got Taco Fall. It's like Rocky and Bullwinkle out there, and then here's just Grant.
He's doing his
thing. What I mean? You got like tall, goofy guy. That's Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
And then little man, flying squirrel, it's Rocky, Carson Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's everyone loves cartoons. So they look at those two guys. They look more like a cartoon. Grant's just a guy.
He also signed his contract.
He did.
Yesterday.
He did sign the official contract. He and Romeo.
Boston fans are pumped.
Boston fans love Big Grant. Big Baby Grant. They might love him more than we love him by the end of this month. I mean, they are falling in deep romance with Grant Williams and Kara. Let's not forget Kara Lawson.
So Grant just set the back screen on Grayson Allen. It's perfectly fine. Like,
oh yeah,
he didn't even. There's not even a lot of. He just kind of leans on him. You know how Grant just likes to lean into, like, kind of
oh,
his
yeah.
chest against
do,
people?
Do I know that yeah. Grant? Yeah. Yeah.
So
course,
he just kind of yeah. leans on him. Wait, this is the first. You guys didn't tell me the first one. The first one's worse than the second one.
First one what?
He basically throws a punch at Grant Williams' head.
I don't even know what you're watching.
I'm watching the first flagrant foul on Grayson Allen. They're both on Grant Williams. So his first one. Grant sets the back screen.
I saw this and just thought it was a replay. I thought I was watching the same thing twice from a different angle.
Both flagrant technical fouls on Grayson Allen were against Grant Williams.
Like I said, I'm just glad that Grant was able to get old Grayson, little punk, out of here.
And all the Twitter videos are just of the second one, which in my opinion is, it could have easily been a basketball move, and then Grayson Allen goes all Grayson Allen, and like we mentioned, throws the kind of like half girly haymaker elbow hit to the head thing. But the first one, Grant sets the back screen. He kind of leans into him with his pecs, and as Grayson Allen feels the contact, he kind of locks up with Grant, and you know tries to make it look like he's just trying to get untangled, but basically kind of throws. Like a punch towards the back of his head. It doesn't get there, but it forces Grant's upper body to all kind of, you know, bend over in a weird way. And the referee immediately calls the foul and goes, yeah, we need to review this for flagrant. It's Grayson Allen. I'd review everyone, every foul he commits.
I'd have a, you know, they had the Zion cam. I'd have a cam on him just so I could call fouls when I'd hire another official just to watch him all game because he's the dirtiest player maybe ever. At least, you know. Most dirty players are actually good. Like, remember how Rodman used to do that?
Oh,
he used
yeah.
to always lock arms and, like, tangle with people and
all
get up and fall over them and get up and trip over them again and land on them and just put the hands up as he's laying on you. Like, I can't do anything, man. I'm sorry. Whole body weight's on him. Just, no, there's nothing I can do. I fell here. But at least it's Dennis Rodman. He had crazy hair and he was a rebounding alcoholic. Like, he was just like, got to have a rebound. Got to get rebounds. I need more rebounds. He's like, I had to get my fix. Grace now doesn't do anything except look like a rat. That's what he's addicted to, looking like a rat and making dirty plays. I would have a camera on him at all times.
Yeah. Dad.
He's shaking his
head. Oh, Zion. I mean, oh, sorry, Grace. I'm so sorry, buddy. Well, let's go watch Zion play. Hurt his knee? Oh, God. I'm going to go coach USA basketball.
Even the announcers were laughing at the first one, and one of them was, like, doing the ejection. But, like, is he gone? Like,
he's gone.
But no, he wasn't. That was just the first one.
He should have been.
And then I think it's going to be the next possession when he hits him when he elbows Grant in the head.
I need a cut-up of both plays because I'm just not sure what you're talking about. I'll look at this during the break. All I know is Grant Williams is a stud.
The first play stops at the 9:19 mark of the fourth quarter, if anybody's looking.
Oh, okay.
And the second play immediately follows.
Like, back to back.
Like, Boston inbounds the ball. They run a little bit of offense. A guy drives, kicks it over to Grant. He goes baseline. Grant gets elbowed in the head, and he's gone. So the first play ends at the 9:19 mark of the fourth quarter. The second play ends at the 9:12 mark of the fourth quarter.
Deadspin. Grayson Allen ejected from Summer League game 4. You guessed it. Being a goon. The rat goon. Wow.
He doesn't even jump on that second one. He just rears back like he's going to really punch him.
No, it's like he's
and
trying.
And then just leads with the elbow and hacks him.
He's a cheap little rat boy. He learned from the greatest rat boy, Rat Man, Coach K.
Mitchell, Utah fan. Grayson Allen got thrown out of the G League game last year then punted a cup into the stands. You will not be missed in Utah.
Mitchell hated Grayson Allen so much. Oh, I remember when that trade went through with Memphis. I was like, let's go check on Mitchell. He was like, I'm driving Grayson Allen to the airport myself. He cannot get out of here fast enough. So two summers in a row, he's been ejected from a summer league game. Like how
this was
big
a G League game?
How big of a bleep do you have to be to get ejected in some like he against rookies, man? Like, come on, especially this year. Like, you're not a veteran, but you've been in the league now. Like, don't be a punk. And he's just getting he's getting handled out here. He's getting screened and switched. Oh, I got to guard this big guy now. Dunk. Well, can't get dunked on again because I'll blow a gasket, so I'll just punch him first. What a little. I hate this guy. It makes me sick. It made me sick when Jay Williams defended him and said, oh, it's a fighter's mentality. Win at all costs. And then he said something like, someone did it to Zion, of course. Oh, we got to eject guys like this. This is dangerous in this game. Oh, I hate the double standard.
That Duke Brotherhood's going to be having to take care of Grayson Allen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Going to have to
get
that swanky job washing the cars down at Coach K's
Doesn't
house.
Doesn't he just look like a guy who like would be like at his dad's summer house with like a blazer and khakis on? But like, even his parents don't like him, so he's like washing the cars all dressed. Hey, guys, yeah, just helping my dad this summer. It's like, so, man, what'd you do after school? Oh, I just work with my dad now. He's like a spoiled, rotten little brat who thinks he's good, and everybody's told him he's good at this his whole life, and he's just really not that good. And he's a punk. He was not spanked as a kid. You can just tell. This is what you get. You get a little rat kid.
You're getting a parenting hot take right here on Friday
morning. I'm not saying you have to. Well, okay, spank was maybe the wrong word. He was not disciplined at all. I mean, I guess it's his parents that wanted nothing to do with
it. No, I liked your first take better.
I don't have kids. I'm not getting into the spanking thing. All I know is I was spanked occasionally, and I turned out okay. I'm not punching people.
Allegedly.
I'm not punching anybody unless you keep talking.
It's our show.
Keep it up.
I have to keep talking.
Keep it up.
It's the first segment. You got a long way to go if I shut up.
I don't have a long way to go to punch you. You're within range, and I'm right-handed, bud.
Might have to be on this Grayson Allen.
I'll see it coming.
There's a lot in the way for a regular straight jab.
Arm bar. Mic bar. Got defense mechanisms over here, dude.
There are a lot of weapons in here.
This is heavy, man. I could bash your skull.
new version of Clue. He did it in the studio with
Chris,
a mic, with
Chris
a mic
in
arm.
The studio with a boom mic. Congrats to Grant Williams. You know, there was another former Tennessee Vol who had a big night last night.
Oh, really?
Billy, please tell the good people what Jarnell Stokes did last night.
My guy, Jarnell Stokes went.
How many my guys do you get?
Everybody.
Billy is my guy, and my guy's got 29 guys. All right,
how
Billy.
How many guys do you get? I'll
you are over the limit.
I'll
you have too many
five.
My guys.
Chandler had five girls on his laminated card. Maybe five's the number.
Okay. Five guys.
Five guys.
Cut the check.
Stokes, my guy, top five, went 7 for 7 in 20 minutes.
7 for 7, Jarnell Stokes. Did you hear that? Seven for seven. Did not miss a shot.
In 20 minutes. 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 assist.
Big night for Jarnell. Mm-hmm. Huge.
He still didn't attempt a three. I don't know what he's doing.
Grant did 4 or 5.
You know, Grant never attempted 5 threes in his entire career at Tennessee, like in a single game.
Never.
Never. The most he got to was 4. He did that 4 times. And in those 4 games, he shot 7 for 16. That's 43.7%. He's a volume shooter. Rick Barnes didn't let him shoot.
And these were NBA threes.
Yeah.
I don't know about didn't let him.
He only attempted 2 threes in 14 games last year.
We had to work hard, Billy, for the shots.
He was 12 for 32.
Oh, I'm finally seeing the
first one.
Yeah, I get Or maybe the second. I don't know. Maybe this is a. They went back and I don't know which. Which was the first one? The punch in the head.
The back screen. Yeah,
was the first one.
That's the first one. Grant's trying to score on
Matt
the second
Jones
one.
Tweeted and said this is the second one. No, it wasn't. No, this is the wrong. First one. Matt Jones, get your bleep straight.
Known Dullard.
Good point by you. Also known Grant Williams hater. I mean, that's a punch to the back of the head. He should have been kicked out
the first
right
one. Yeah, the first one looked worse.
I hadn't even seen that one. That one's way worse. Way more like non-basketball move. Man, he just can't handle it when somebody gets the best of him. Uh-uh. He just can't.
Uh-uh.
Grant, you know, twice his size, locks him up with a great back screen. I'm going to fight through the screen. Okay, you know what that means? It doesn't mean throw punches.
Yeah, it doesn't
mean
actually fight.
You little bleep. Kick him out of the NBA. I want him out. I want him gone. I want fines. I want him gone. I want him to be a water boy. He can be a water boy in high school. Going at Grant.
How long can you play in the G League?
Forever.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's like minor league baseball. Like there's no, you don't have to be like in your first X right. amount of years or anything.
I would imagine though, at a certain point, like a team would rather take a 19-year-old over.
Yeah, it's Bull Durham stuff. Yeah, you can only have Crash around so long. Huh.
I can't.
The second one is like Grayson Allen's too lazy to jump. So he's just like, I'm just going to foul this guy. I'm just going to rear back and try and hit him. And then Grant
jumps
higher.
At that point, he's probably frustrated because Boston was, I mean, they pretty much dominated this game.
And then Grant kind of like jumps a little higher than he thought. And he's like, oh, crap. Now I'm just going to have to hack him in the head because I can't get anywhere near the basketball. What a loser.
Grayson Allen. Yeah, we talked about Grant Williams, right? He was plus 25, game high. You know what Grayson Allen was in 19 minutes?
Like minus 20?
Minus 28. That's where the game low. Game low for Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen had a bad night and decided to take it out with a couple punches to the back of the head. That's a classy guy. That's a guy you want in the brotherhood, Duke.
He's just a misunderstood Duke player.
Right.
1 of 8 from the field, missed both free throw attempts, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 fouls, and goodbye. Minus 28. I could do better than minus 28 out there in 19 minutes. Definitely wouldn't get ejected. I might pass out.
You probably score 5 points. We'll come back.
I'd have more than he scored. I'd have more than 3.
We'll keep it rolling here. Friday edition of 3 and Out. Friday edition of 3 and Out rolls on. Great point by David. We've never lost on July 12th.
Well, we never won either.
He said we haven't lost a damn game on July 12th. Houston, don't rain on the parade.
Just saying. I'm just happy for Grant.
Signed his contract, too. I know you mentioned that, but that's a big deal. I mean, obviously, he's a first-round pick. He's going to get a contract.
Just getting money. Get money. Getting shots to the head, getting 21 points.
You think he'll be in the starting lineup to start the season?
I don't know. Maybe. Certainly be in the rotation. But aren't they pretty good?
At least pretty deep, right? And that kind of their thing. That roster and all those picks they had accumulated. I know a lot of people have, you know, really criticized them for never really, you know, all those picks never really led to having a super team and a chance to win a title. And now I mean, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but now it feels like they've got this kind of big list of solid guys, but it's no one thinks they're good enough to really contend for a championship.
Is he better than Gershon Ubazeli?
Yes.
Is he better than Daniel Theis?
Never heard of that guy.
Is he better than Simi Ojeleye?
Yes.
Okay. Now I guess he's got a shot.
No, I don't know what they'll do. They'll probably run out Walker, Tatum, Brown, and Hayward.
Hayward,
right?
Yeah.
And then whoever was going to play the five.
The big guy, Robert Williams III, perhaps, from Texas A&M. Good for him. I hope his head's okay.
Who else signed their contract yesterday? It was him and
Langford.
Okay.
Romeo
Langford.
Yeah, Carson Edwards is still in negotiations is what they're saying.
Being a volume shooter. Cool. Come on. 4 or 5 from three, though. What do we make of that?
Did Tremont Waters already sign?
No.
That's weird. Tremont Waters is on their official roster.
I thought he did. I thought he signed yesterday with Grant.
No, that was Langford.
Yeah.
But Carson Edwards isn't. So I wondered, maybe it's just guys that have signed their contract. But
maybe Tremont has.
4 or 5 from three. Billy, you looked up some stats on Grant Williams' 4-3. And what did the stats tell you?
I went over that leading out to the last segment, but he's never attempted 5 threes in a single game in his entire career.
Till last night.
Right. With the Vols, he did attempt 4 three-pointers 4 times in 2017 against Vandy, 2018 against Purdue, and then last year against Louisiana and Kentucky. He shot 7 for 16, 43.7%.
Guy's a bucket.
When he attempts
a walking bucket.
4 threes a game.
Mm-hmm. Needs to maybe miss a couple and then got the range, got it dialed in, zip, 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 zip. Should Rick Barnes should we let him shoot more threes?
Yes.
Should we have used him outside the paint a little bit more?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just asking the question. This isn't I'm not bashing. I'm just saying, man, could he have been even more special if he had, developed the three or been allowed to utilize it even more?
Well, I think I mentioned this to you guys a while back. There was an article on The Athletic that asked Grant about the 3-point shot because it was a question coming in. It still is a question going into the next level, mm-hmm. right?
Like, yeah.
We're still unsure. And he was like,
but they want him to.
Right, right.
I forget their coach's name, but Grant, not in this last game, but 2 games ago or 1 game ago, passed up an open three, worked the ball around, and they ended up not getting a very good look. And apparently Brad Stevens had told the guy coaching the summer league team, don't let Grant Williams pass up open looks. And so when Grant got to the sideline, he said, hey, from now on, when you get that look, you just take it because – I get it. You don't shoot a lot of threes or you haven't. You're going to. And because you passed up that shot, we got a shot that was way worse than what you passed up. So you need to start taking that shot. They're trying to instill confidence in Grant Williams. Hey, if you've got an open look at three, we are perfectly comfortable with you shooting it, especially right now in summer league because we do want you to develop that shot. Brad Stevens has said he's going to change his game here, and he's a guy who can change it and still impact winning in a big way. We want him to be able to hit that shot. We want him to feel comfortable taking it and confident when he shoots. 4 or 5 for the big man. You wonder if maybe he had been a little more encouraged at Tennessee. Is this something that could have been utilized by the Big Orange?
Well, he was quoted in that article saying that he felt comfortable taking the three and would have taken more threes. But that's not what the offense called for last season, and he knew that he could get whatever he wanted on the block.
I'm saying should he have taken more threes. That is not me saying what we did with Grant Williams didn't work. He was 2-time SEC Player of the Year. This is not an attack. I'm just saying, daggone. If we had maybe used him in the offense a little bit more instead of working the ball around to get it inside to him, could that have opened up things for other people? Because obviously with Grant, you got to put the other big on him in the college game, so we could have drawn some people out of the paint and maybe allowed those lanes to open up for, Admiral or Bone or Bowden or Turner or Kyle.
Imagine how much harder Grant would have been to defend if you knew he was going to take threes when you gave them to him. Because he basically could get him anytime he wanted. He shot that shot against Kentucky from the corner.
Oh, in the title game?
Because,
yeah. Or the semifinal?
Because, no one thought, we got to go guard Grant Williams
right
out there.
How many open looks did he have right at the top of the key where he just stared down
yeah
the defender And then the defender ultimately does make the move to come out. It's like, okay, well, I can't let you stare at the rim for 5 seconds. And then he would try to, you know, go around him, which worked. That's
sure.
That's the shot we used to beat Ole Miss was a, I'm at the top of the key. I'm going inside. I hit the shot. Take the lead. Got it. But I'm thinking back to all those times he catches the ball, especially top of the key.
At least once a game.
And just has it. And instead of shooting it, waits for the defender to come out or waits for the defender to stay put and then still doesn't shoot it and works the ball around and gets into the offense.
Yeah, when they're running that pinwheel motion, you got bigs catching the ball top of the key constantly. And when it's Fulkerson, Kyle, no one even guards them at all. They just stand under the basket.
Sure.
And when it's Grant, they stand at the free throw line. So, yeah, probably would have been nice. I mean, even if he didn't shoot.
I mean, I'm not saying I want him to shoot 7-8 a game. But
if you take enough to just make them guard you there,
yeah,
like you
then
said,
everything else opens up.
Now when you pass the ball to the wing, now that guy, that defender on Grant.
Now you've set up give and go action. You set up another back screen from Kyle that gets Grant freed up,
the guy's
going
on
full
him.
Speed to the basket.
Which might have allowed you to kind of go to Grant Williams more in crunch time because you have it's harder to guard him. But instead we featured Lamonte.
One time.
It was at least two trips in overtime.
Well, I'm
maybe
saying one
three.
Game. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Well, it's a game that ended your season. So
we went to Grant to end the game against Kentucky that you won. We went to Grant to beat Ole Miss. Did go to Lamonte against LSU, but that wasn't really the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go to Admiral against Vanderbilt, but Grant took the shot anyway and I think got it blocked. That was a three.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
It was bad. Poor Admiral had a terrible game, and he's just looking at Grant. That was the first time I thought those two might not like each other.
So to answer your question on the Periscope, yes, but I'm also with you. I'm not killing Rick Barnes
no,
for that.
No.
Grant Williams was obviously used in a way that was incredibly effective.
He had a good shooting stroke anyway. Usually, even if a guy hasn't shot a lot of threes, if they've got a good touch, right? If they've got good form, you mm-hmm. can slide them outside and develop that shot fairly quickly. I mean, we saw him in the summer league workouts in the NBA draft combine. Like, he was a really good shooter. I mean, there's some videos that the Celtics have put out of him hitting, you know, 7, 8, 9 in a row from the corner and from the wing in practice from three. I mean, this is what they want him to do. It's only, I mean, we know how valuable the 3-point shot is in the NBA. I mean, that's what the Houston Rockets do. It better be a wide open layup or it needs to be a 3-pointer. Like, we're just going to play the percentages here. If he can shoot 80%, he'll probably get a few more minutes, I would think.
Speaking of the Houston Rockets, blockbuster trade in the NBA. We'll hit that, bounce around some more. Final segment, hour one, right back at you next. Final segment, hour one, getting some great feedback. This is Grant Williams' question. I love the people that react without actually.
If you think if you think Graham Williams not shooting threes made any kind of difference in the outcome of our season, you have no basketball knowledge whatsoever. You likely never played basketball other than your driveway, sowing seeds of discord directed at an all-time great coach, GTFO. That was to me.
The all-time great coach.
Because I asked the
part.
Question, should Rick Barnes have let Grant Williams shoot more threes, which we said yes, but it was ultimately a really good decision to leave him under the basket, not knocking the way Rick Barnes used Grant Williams at all. He's 2-time SEC Player of the Year. But we are sowing seeds of discord directed at an all-time great
coach. What if Grant Williams doesn't take that corner three against Kentucky and you lose in the semis? Like, I know him making threes absolutely helped your team. Him taking threes absolutely helped your team.
Some people. So they read the teaser, they don't listen to the segment. Anyone who listens to the segment, I would like to believe, doesn't think we were attacking Rick Barnes at all. We were just saying, wow, Grant Williams.
When you read that with the thing instead of the think.
Yeah, thing.
Right, read it again like you're drunk. Sounds perfect.
One moment, let me find it again.
All time great.
If you think Grant Williams not shooting threes has made any kind of difference in the outcome of our season, you have no basketball knowledge whatsoever. You likely never played basketball other than your driveway. Sowing seeds of discord, directing an all-time great coach, GTFO.
An all-time great coach.
I agree with that. I think he is one of the all-time greats. They had, I believe they had an assistant coach for the Wizards. It may have actually been their head coach do an interview during Admirals game. And he was talking about the players they drafted, yada, yada, yada. And he said, you know, keep in mind, Admiral was a second-round draft pick, but he said, yeah, anytime you get a draft and have players that were coached by Rick Barnes, Mark Few, so on and so forth. He mentioned one other guy. I can't remember who it was. He's like, yeah, you feel pretty good about their basketball IQ and their level of play when they get here. But he did mention Rick Barnes first. Thought that was pretty interesting.
The Vols lost 15 games the past two seasons. In 12 of those, Grant Williams didn't make a three.
Well, I'll be damned. Now, that could be correlation without causation, but it's an interesting stat, Billy. So, 15 games lost, Grant does not hit a three or shoot a three.
I can find when he didn't attempt one, but
he did not make a three in those 12 games.
Right.
Well, my guess is in those 12, he probably didn't shoot that many either. He never shot many at all.
How long does your list go, just in any type of situation, to be an all-time great? I got accused on Twitter yesterday of saying Veep was one of the best shows in its class. Like, this is one of the best shows in its class. And some guy just came at me and said, not even in the top five, bro. Haven't you watched this and this and this? And
like, well, what's its class? Like, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, like, the half hour, you know.
Oh, okay.
No commercial
comedy.
Sitcom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not maybe sitcom's not the right word, but comedy. Half hour, no commercial comedy.
No, I mean, sitcom's right. Yeah.
So if I said Veep's an all-time great in its class, like, is five the right number? So you got Rick Barnes in your top five coaches of all time. Is it 10?
No, I don't.
All-time greats?
I mean, all-time great, I don't even know. I don't know what that really means. I don't know that you can. I think it would be different for everybody.
Or
I mean, if we're talking about
when
like
you said, you think he's an all-time great?
I think he's one of the all-time. You know, I mean, I think he'll go into the College Basketball Hall of Fame eventually, won't he? I mean, wouldn't he have coached long enough and won enough games to go into the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
No, I'm just giving you my kind of gut feeling here.
Okay, I mean, he just won Naismith Coach of the Year. Feel like that alone may be enough. Like, if you've won that, you probably go into the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying. I mean, one coach a year wins the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if what's the average lifespan of a college basketball coach? Like, how hard is it to win that award? It's a prestigious award.
I don't know. I just found a list where he's ranked 56th all time.
It's a major award.
So I was just curious.
Okay. Well, I
don't think that factored in this year. So maybe you're right. Maybe he'll vault up 20, 30 spots.
I guess I would just need to see a list of recent coaches that made the Hall of Fame.
I don't even know what is the College Basketball Hall of Fame? Is it the Naismith Hall of Fame? Where is this thing? Yes, it is the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. What year did he start coaching?
30-something years, so like 87 maybe.
Okay. Since 1986, coaches that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, Fred Taylor, Stan Watts, Ralph Miller, Bob Knight, Lou Carnesecca?
Yeah, Carnesecca.
Okay.
77 is when he started as an assistant.
Al McGuire, Jack Ramsey, Phil Wolpert, Denny Crum, Chuck Daly, Cesar Rubini, Olympic basketball there. Alexander Gomelski, John Kundia, Pete Carroll, a different one, Antonio Diaz Miguel, Don Haskins, excuse me, Jody Conrad, Texas, Alex Henham, Alexander Nikolic, Lenny Wilkins, Billy Moore, love Billy, big fan of hers, John Thompson, the legendary and great Pat Summitt, Morgan Wooten, John Chaney, Mike Krzyzewski, Rat, Larry Brown, Lute Olson, Kay Yao, Leon Barmore, Bill Sharman, Jim Boeheim, Jim Calhoun, Sue Gunner, Gino Auriemma. This is going to take a while because there's a lot more that have gone in recently as the game's become more popular. If Van Chancellor can make it from the women's game, Rick Barnes is in.
Where are you getting this list?
On the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Did you start with 2006?
No, I just got to 2006.
Oh.
Yeah. Van Chancellor was 2007. Here, I'll just go with the United States coaches from now on. Starting in 2007, Phil Jackson, Roy Williams, Pat Riley, Kathy Rush, Jerry Sloan, C. Vivian Stringer.
I think you got it.
What?
That's weird.
I'm just giving you the names. Bob Hurley, Herb McGee or Maggie. I don't know what that is. Tara Vanderveer, Stanford. Don Nelson, Sylvia Hatchell, Guy Lewis, Rick Pitino.
I don't think that's the main Hall of Fame.
I think this is probably the main Hall of Fame. Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Is it in Kansas City, Missouri?
I don't know. This doesn't have a location of the building.
We'll do.
I think this is like the Hall of Fame, the idea. I don't know if it's the actual building.
Okay. We'll do some digging. We got to hit a break. Come back. Kickoff hour number
two.
I
think eventually he gets in there. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I think he's in the all-time.
Fair enough.
I mean, there's like 1,000 coaches on this list. He'll make
that
list.
I hope so. We're paying him top three money.
Yeah, top three.